Today we're going to make a smoothie for gout. Hi, I'm Dr. Melissa West and welcome to Living Your Yoga. Today's video is a request from YouTube and it's from Pascal and she says, "Hi, I love your show. My husband is suffering so badly from gout pain. Please, do you have a juice or smoothie?" So today we're going to make a smoothie that combines the best of juicing and smoothies and herbalism. We're going to put it all together. So gout is a form of arthritis caused by an excessive concentration of uric acids in the body fluids. When people have gout, uric acid crystallizes in their joints, tendons, kidneys, and other tissues, causing inflammation, tissue damage, and pain. Gout affects mostly men between the ages of 40 and 50. So it's really important to increase your water intake to flush out as much uric acid as possible. A vegan diet is ideal since that allows you to minimize protein, the fat in meat and dairy, cheese and preserved meats, as well as food that are high in purines, such as organ meat, shellfish, herring, sardines, anchovies, mackerels, meat, asparagus, mushrooms, and legumes. All those things are really high in purines. So we're going to create a base for a smoothie that will help to dissolve uric acids with celery juice and eliminate uric acids with stinging nettle tea, which I've got brewing here. We're going to use cherry, and actually I don't have cherry because cherry is not something I can actually eat, but you can get a huge bag of cherries at frozen at Costco, and we're just going to fake it for the video today with strawberries. I wasn't really willing to invest in a humongous bag of cherries that I wasn't able to eat, but do get frozen cherries at Costco. That's the best way I can see to do it. If they're in season, you can get fresh cherries, and the ones that are canned in the store tend to be canned in corn syrup, so not good. Cherries block the tubular reabsorption of urate and increase urate excretion in the urine, so they're great for people with gout. Cherry juice may also block the xanthan oxidase and reduce the production of uric acid. So cherry is going to be our main fruit in this. So for our smoothie to help with gout pain, we're going to start with the liquid for our smoothie, which is going to have celery juice. So we're just going to feed our cut up celery through the Hiram. And a piece of ginger, which is also going to help with that inflammation. Okay, so in your smoothie, you're going to have parsley, which is great for gout too. That's going to be your greens. And you're going to put lots of cherries in. So we're going to pretend that these strawberries are cherries today. And we're going to put in 10 to 20 drops of dandelion tincture. And then for your liquid, you're going to use your celery juice and your stinging nettle tea. Now you can let this brew in the morning and cool down. So I just topped it up so that I've got about 2 cups of liquid in my smoothie. And then you can blend this all up. Okay, so here we have our cherry, celery juice, smoothie with stinging nettle and dandelion tincture to help eliminate the uric buildup for gout. So leave your comments below and let me know how this helps with your gout. Cheers.
Make your shopping trip easy this week. For Dr. Melissa's shopping list of the top 10 fruits and vegetables for juicing sent to your inbox, visit thirstythursdays.tv.